the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospects 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
I hire people, cost me $3. They're bringing crime, they're bringing drugs.
I do hope the wait has been worth it. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 332, and I'm your host Phil Gray here in Hamilton, New Zealand at Free FM Independent Community Media, home of the greatest 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast in New Zealand. And getting the show underway this week with a band I've never had on the show before, there's picture and information up on our Facebook page. Do go to our Facebook. It is facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. So the band took their name from a document that helped establish the Canadian Constitution. They're called the British North American Act, formed in Montreal, blending psychedelia with light pop music and folk rock. Signed a deal with Now Records, who tried to give the band an identity, dressing them in period costumes, kind of ripping off the idea of Paul Revere and the Raiders. They released one album called In the Beginning, that was 1969. It did have some fantastic fuzz guitar and organ. So the British North American Act, I like that track, Don't Run Away. Some great Canadian garage to get the episode underway. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. Yeah. Well, episode 332 is packed full of 60s garage obscurities, and this certainly is one. The band is called The People. This is You Don't Know What It Is To Wait.
Hey, don't you know what it is to feel? And don't you know what it is to feel? All the keys to them, but you can't unfasten the day. Hey, don't you know what it is to try?
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I'm she's gone. Yeah, she's gone. Yeah, she's gone. Yeah, she's gone, 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 gone.
Three slices of obscure 60s garage rock. We the People at the top of the set. You don't know what it is to wait. Then a band out of Washington State. Their origins lie in being a Beatles cover band. Formed in Wenatchee, 1966. They are called The Chargers. Recorded just one single, a very Beatles-inspired track called Taxi. However, they did record some additional tracks for a follow-up release. They weren't released until Get Hip Records issued those a number of years ago. So The Chargers with The News in General, one of those tracks. And then wrapping the set out of Muscatine, Iowa City, 1966, maybe 1967, the only 45 from the band Corruption Inc. on Hunt Records, 7-inch 45, called She's Gone.
Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Wild, flagrant abuses of the God-given gift of sex.
Let's cross over to the UK for a band called The In Crowd. Eventually, they became the band Tomorrow, who did My White Bicycle, among many other things. So The In Crowd, a 45 released in 1965 on Parlophone Records. This is the B-side called Things She Says.
Hey!
Don't get me wrong, I said I liked some of those sounds. There's a good deal I don't like and wouldn't dream of defending. I don't like volume for its own sake, or the way the words are often drowned out by drums and amplifiers. I don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
About you every night.
This music can be coarse, faddish, a victim of its own sameness. And yet when it's good, it's irresistible.
Stop and see that I can't take the strain when you
Set of Four, Garage Obscurity, has got it underway with UK band The In Crowd, Things She Says. Then out of Los Angeles, The Puddinheads took that one from Back from the Grave Volume 3 compilation called Now You Say We're Through, the A-side of a 1964 release from The Puddinheads. Then we had Roy Head from 1966. The track's called You're Almost Tough. It's an A-side from 1966. Roy Head, American singer, born in Three Rivers, Texas. And then finally, another obscurity from 1966. The band is called The Real List. The track, Pick Up the Marbles. Researching this track, complicated story. Based around a guy called Daniel A. Marl, who seemed to take different names for different releases. It was released on CP Records. Nominally credited to The Real List, they may have been Danny and the other guys, however. The Real List, Pick Up the Marbles. B-side of that one, cover of the Beau Brummel, Still in Love with You, Baby. So The In Crowd, The Puddinheads, Roy Head, and The Real List. We've got loads of Global Garage coming up straight after this. Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
We got very high ratings, by the way, but I won't mention that.
Well, getting this week's Global Garage set underway is a band called Quentin E. Klopjager with The Gonks. Picture up on our Facebook page. So The Gonks, a leading band in Durban, South Africa in the mid-60s, formed 1965. Their big break came late in 65 when they played a show at the Journey's End Moth Hall in Durban North. Signed to Fontana late 1966 as well. Recorded a cover of a track called Lazy Life, the B-side, Neil Diamond's The Long Way Home. That was recorded for Troubadour with a guy called Billy Forrest producing. However, the band didn't think that it fitted their image, so it was issued under the name Quentin E. Klopjager and The Gonks as opposed to just The Gonks. Quentin E. Klopjager, an alias for William Charles Boardman, who was also known as Billy Forrest. I don't know, confusing. What I do know, release Quentin E. Klopjager and The Gonks. This is The Long Way Home.
There's the door, had to know all there was out there. Now I'm back. I know that girl, it's all right here. Girl, I do, the long way home is true, the long way home. Just wanna say I'm home to stay. Man alive, don't know why, thought I was blind. Town to town, all I found was you on my mind. I'm home to stay.
Algo me asustó y no sé qué fue, algo sucedió, algo raro fue. Qué susto me dio, qué susto me dio, qué susto me dio, algo volador en el cielo vi, luego se perdió. Se abrió, alguien descendió y un sonido raro fue el que se escuchó. Oh. Oh, mire.
Somos locutores de Ovnilandia. Y hemos venido por ustedes para presentarlos ahorita mismo en nuestro programa Agogo.
¡Pero no podemos!
Ah, se niegan. Han de saber que si no aceptan venir con nosotros, no volveremos a transmitir más música de la nueva ola.
Oiga, pero de veras no podemos. ¡Estamos grabando! ¡Oiga, de verdad! ¡No nos es posible! ¡Oiga, no puedo! ¡Ahorita en este momento no! ¡Por favor! ¡Se lo pido! ¡No, no puedo más! ¡Se lo pido yo! ¡Algo me asustó! ¡Algo me asustó y no sé qué fue! ¡Algo sucedió, algo raro fue! Qué susto me dio, qué susto me dio, algo volador en el cielo vi, luego se perdió.
Oh. Hoy, this is Danny Acid of the Royal Hangman, straight out of Zurich, Switzerland. And Phil, we just love the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, the number one source for a weekly dose of 60s underground greatness and psychedelia. Cheers, mate!
Si je me conduis comme ça, il ne faut pas m'en vouloir. Je sais qu'un jour il y aura de la place pour mes espoirs.
Si faut un homme, je voudrais être celui-là. Si faut un homme, je voudrais être celui-là.
Oui, si je pouvais faire un choix, j'essaierais de réfléchir pour me prouver une bonne fois que c'est facile de réussir. Si je pouvais être assez fou, ça pour cela me droguer. On m'entendrait crier partout là où il y a du danger.
S'il faut un homme, je saurais être celui-là. Oh, 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 nah, hey. S'il faut un homme, je saurais être celui-là.
Mais les photos dans les journaux, les tempêtes sous les crânes et les honneurs nationaux, je les sens à Superman. Car depuis que je t'ai trouvé, j'ai des problèmes, c'est humain. Ce n'est pas facile de changer, mais tu verras dès demain.
Si faut un homme, je veux bien être celui-là.
Oh, 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 nah, eh.
Si faut un homme, je saurais être celui-là.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat and psychedelia.
I see outside of you. I hope I lose it.
In this week's Global Garage Selections, Quentin E. Klopjager and the Gonks out of Durban, South Africa, The Long Way Home. Then one of my favourite Global Garage tracks. The band is out of Mexico. They're called Los OVNIs, or the UFOs. The track off their self-titled album from 1966. This one includes some Kinks tracks that we've had in other episodes, but this one, Los OVNIs with El OVNI, which is a strange title, really, considering it is a cover of Baby, Please Don't Go. So Los OVNIs out of Mexico. Then Tony Mark Elair Markmen. Tony Mark and the Markmen. Sil Fo Un Om. Cover of Spencer Davis Group's I'm a Man. Tony Mark and the Markmen out of France. And then wrapping the set, The Outsiders out of Stockholm, Sweden. B-side of their final 45, 1968 on Polydor. Track called Inside of Me. So garage from South Africa, Mexico, France, and Sweden. We've got more straight after this.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Here's a band out of Bogota, Colombia, a release on Discos Bambuco in 1965, a full LP from this band called Los Speakers. Appearing on that album, tracks by Chuck Berry, a couple of Lennon McCartney tracks as well, but here's one that's very familiar. Los Speakers, with their cover of Satisfaction.
I try. Tu dois valer, tu dois aimer, tu pries pour lui, tu te burlaste de mi querer. Y ahora tú quieres volver, no puede ser. Y yo que siempre pensé que te iba a olvidar, ahora ya no pienso nunca más en ti. Pero tú vienes, me buscas y quieres volver, no puede ser.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Is it all for the love of a crossover unit? Is it a soft spot for a tweeter that holds these faces in thrall, mesmerized by a feedback circuit?
Seninle biz baş başa. yavrum gel bana mutlu olalım burada seninle biz baş başa.
Your Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 332. Don't forget, back episodes available via all good podcasting providers, or go to Apple Podcasts where you can rate and review the show. Also subscribe. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Posts up there about the sort of music we play in the show. Also the link to each podcast and the full track listing. And you are welcome, in fact, you're encouraged to share posts from the Retrospect page. It's built this audience. And let's see if we can keep Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast at the top of the Apple Podcast ratings, if you search Garage Punk, that is. So a set of 360s garage tracks from around the world. Lost Speakers, Satisfaction, top of the set out of Bogota, Colombia. Then we had Los Bonnie Boys Hots out of Bolivia, formed 1964. Picture and information up on our Facebook page. Their track, No Molestes. And then finally, out of Turkey, LSD Orkestrası, track called Don Mayan Sevgili, obscure band. Hard to find much information, pretty difficult translating from Turkish as well. So Lost Speakers, Los Bonnie Boys Hots, and LSD Orkestrası.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They not only oppose the principles of that heritage, which has given us our rich institutions and laws, but they advocate their overthrow.
We started the show with track from Canada. Let's get back to more Canadian garage. Here's a band out of Toronto, released an excellent album in 1970. Had been known as the Underworld, but changed their name to It's All Meat. Debut 45 in 1969 called Feel It. The B-side, I Need Some Kind of Definitive Commitment, described as combining the energy of the MC5 with New York Dolls-style swagger. So the album released 1970, notable for 2 9-minute tracks, Crying Into a Deep Lake, very much Doors-influenced, and another track called Sunday Love, which I've seen described as akin to a Lou Reed John Cale composition. It's a great album. At the tail end of 60s garage rock, pretty strong proto-punk influence from this band, It's All Meat. I've chosen a track called Make Some Use of Your Friends.
Yeah.
bring us to the end of this week's retrospect. Two tracks out of Canada. It's All Meat with Make Some Use of Your Friends. Then one of the biggest garage bands out of Canada, The Haunted, formed in Montreal, 1965. Quite a few releases from this band before they disbanded 1971. They're notable for their tracks 1, 2, 5. And then late in their career, that French language version of Hendrix's Purple Haze, The Haunted, with their cover of I Can Only Give You Everything. And that really is it for this episode 332. Going to leave you with an instrumental track with a band that had lots of singles between 63 and 65. A full album on Discos Fuentes called 16 Éxitos de los Años 60s. The band is called Los Pickups. They're out of Colombia. Here's a track from 1964. Los Pickups with Mr. Moto. Seeing out Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. I'm Phil Gray. Hope you'll join me for future episodes of the show.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.